Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's been a good day today. Practice done with. There's still some signatures happening. I see Henry Toto. I saw Will stop for a little bit. I saw Woodard, linebacker, stop out. There's a lot of folks out here who are looking for autographs, and there's a lot of people signing them, including Toro.
Toro's got to be dying.
Hall of Fame.
Dying in that thing.
Hall of Fame mascot.
Well, he earned it today.
Toro, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I know it's hot in there.
Let's go out to training camp in fur. Let's wear fur. To training camp. What do you say?
I say no. I say no. All right. Astros lose yesterday 2-1. We mentioned the Framber Valdez situation, the frustration he had. Obviously, there's a level of plaudits deserved. Just a good looking outing for him. And he crossed the 1,000 career strikeout threshold as well. So salute to Framber there.
Can y'all tell them kids to shut the hell up?
No, I cannot.
We're trying to do a radio show here.
Buddy, there's way more of them than there are me.
Hey, you bunch of brats.
They would look. You know that kind of popular social media, how many 10-year-olds could you fight or whatever?
Yeah.
My answer is not these ones. These ones are taken. There's a lot of them. There's at least, I can count at least 40 right off the
jump. They're on a mission.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Also on the mission, the Astros, and they need to be.
Are they?
They need to be.
Yeah.
That gap is starting to close when it comes to the games lead that they have on the Mariners and Rangers. Three games now ahead of the Mariners, and today they have Jason Alexander going. But I feel like, what was your takeaway? Because it seems like you did have a takeaway from this kind of five-game stretch that they've lost now. As we're starting to see, and we're really needing reinforcements and maybe the trade deadline to get here for the Astros.
Look, man, we talked about Framber a little bit, question of the day, expressed some frustration. There's a reason for that. There's a reason some of these veterans, clearly, they might not be expressing it like Framber did. But this is how I would put it, and I'm curious on you and Figgy's and our listeners' thoughts on this. So we've spent a lot of this season talking about a lot of the things that this Astros team has done to get that lead. You know, clutch play here and there, big stretch before the All-Star break, playing good basketball, clutch hitting, calling up pitchers that are producing all of a sudden. Are we starting to see now not the things that they can do and have done, but the things they can't do and the things that we can't necessarily count on? And the one that, well, there's several, but the one that I'm wondering about is a player that we all like. We all like a lot. We think he's going to be really, really good. But Cam Smith is one for his last 18. He's a rookie, man. You know, and as much as, like, he was on fast track to sort of make us forget that, he's batting 105 since the All-Star break. And it's not necessarily his fault. It's just – it's a big ask, man, for Cam Smith to be that integral, you know, 162 and more, presumably if they make the playoffs. We can't count on him to be a centerpiece, can we?
No, and even centerpieces need some protection, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing about a baseball lineup. It is a very individual sport, but also it is still a team sport. You see that show up in various places. And I think the thing that you can't do is continue to rely on the Sugarland Space Cowboys to win Major League Baseball games to the degree of being one of the best teams in baseball, which they did for like 100 games, which is that is incredible to see. Or, I mean, not obviously all of 100, because you weren't injured to all hell right out the gate. But you get what I'm saying. Like, for a large period of the season, they've depended on AAA type talent, the likes of Taylor Trammell and so on and so forth, to come up and do this. The thing that you can't do is continue to try and have the aspirations that you do and hang them not just on Cam Smith, because I think that he's a part of it, but hang them exclusively on him without the level of support, which makes it so that this trade deadline, and Dana Brown talked about this when he was on the Space City Home Network broadcast in the bottom of the third last night. They need to make these. They need to make some moves. Like, I do think that obviously we're seeing some guys that are getting close to returning, which would be good. But even that, like he had a level of I don't know what the right word is, but he was not skeptical, but he slow played it a little bit. The idea that, all right, these guys are going to jump in immediately and do that. But yes, they're going to need to acquire some guys at the trade deadline. He seemed to maybe throw out there a bat and a pitcher in order to help the pen, whether it's, you know, a guy that goes straight into the pen or a guy that is in the starting rotation that pushes someone into the pen. But that acquisition is going to be necessary because they've been running a skeleton crew.
Yeah. Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, that ties in directly with something else that I'm wondering they just can't do. We love the guy. He's versatile. He has been integral in this You can't put Mauricio Dubon at third base all the time, regularly, I should say. You can't do it. The power numbers are not there, especially lately. He's not an extra base hit kind of guy. I always talk about how corner infielders have to be power and RBI guys. He's great, but you can't make him an everyday third baseman. And that ties in with what you're talking about.
I hear what you're talking about there. I actually don't really have issues with Dubon. I think the power, you're right about the power, but that's less about him and more about the context, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because you do not have power coming from other places, now he is required to try and have some level of power, and that's not been his game. It's never been his game. And not to, like, put limits on him, but I don't believe that will ever be his game. And so, yeah, I think that ends up being the issue, and that's also why it's very important to add guys, because as much as, you know, you're losing guys on the top end, you're losing guys who do have the opportunity to slug. When you talk about Yordan, when you talk about Isak Paredes, Jeremy Pena is getting a rehab start, which is good. So at least he's close to get back, because he's been a guy who's had a little bit of slug this year. But then you're replacing those with guys that you can't expect to have slug on the back end. So, you know, you're right. Like, you do need to have more guys who have an opportunity to get you extra bases in the lineup. But I don't think that's what you were doing, but attack Mauricio Dubon.
No, I love the guy. It's just like, you can't make your corner infielders have to be power guys. We talked about Christian Walker, you know, and obviously Paredes was exactly that. You've got to be able to have that. Here's another one, and I'm curious on your thoughts on this one as well, because this is one that could be lingering. Even when you do get guys back, this could be an issue. You cannot continue to overwork the bullpen like you've been doing.
Correct.
But right now, since the All-Star break, starting pitching has averaged 4 2/3 innings. Can't have it. Can't have it. Starting pitching's got to go deeper, because the bullpen, since just in the last 9 games, they've thrown 34-plus innings. That's something where you're like, uh-oh. You know, we can talk about it. Maybe they'll get hot again. Maybe they'll get guys – back and things will start to even out, and they won't be on this losing streak. But if you continue to overwork your bullpen like that, your pitchers, the Hunter Browns, who has not really gone deep into games like we've been accustomed to of late, your bullpen, that's going to bite you year round.
Well, your answer apparently is it Jason Alexander tonight on the mound? No.
Well, see, that's the other thing. You're in such a spot right now. You don't even know who's pitching tomorrow.
That's correct.
Like, literally.
Not knowing who's pitching the next day is kind of problematic, and I kind of is being nice.
Yeah.
All right, so if, because somebody put it this way, like, the bloom is off the rose, which I think is very apt way of putting it. Where is the bloom off the rose most for you? Is it the pitching, or is it the, you know, your lineup side?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because I think that can be helpful in illustrating where you can use your limited resources to, you know, as you're 3 days away or 2 days away at this from the trade deadline.
Yeah.
This week.
It's got to be hitting, especially third base. Just put someone of note, someone who can be reliable with power, and then you can use, and I've said this multiple times over the course of the year, I like Dubon to pop around. You know, I didn't want him to be your everyday second baseman. I sure as hell don't want him to be your everyday third baseman. I like what Dubon can bring when he pops around and gives you that extra boost. Yeah, I would go there. Although, you know, we'll see about the pitching coming back. You know, Arrigetti, some others are starting to get close. We'll just see how they perform.
Yeah, I mean, that's really – it sucks to have to depend on the reinforcements, especially with the return to baseball kind of track record of the Astros, but it's going to be really necessary. Yeah. There's a number of guys, and we'll talk about that here in a second, that seem like they're getting close, and you're going to need them. Like, you're just going to need them to step up, which I don't think is an unfair thing to say when you look at a roster. Before you end up with all these injuries, you had those guys and you were going to need to depend on them. Now you need to, but you're just it's in a different circumstance coming off of the IL, hopefully, soon. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I see you. Yes, Nick Caserio, who talked to Payne and Pendergast this morning, will also be on Pat McAfee here this afternoon. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including is this a threat to a Houston institution? We'll talk about it next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.